The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
What's up, Cleaning Nation? Lindsay here again. And today we have another excerpt from our San Antonio live event. And this is actually going to be covered over two episodes. It's going to be Jared and Jackson, our marketing gurus on our GMCC team. And they are going to do an introduction to CRMs and why they are important in your business. And what does a CRM stand for? Well, they'll cover it, but it's customer relationship management. And this is such a crucial thing that often gets overlooked in any business, especially cleaning companies. So we thought it would be beneficial to bring you some of this insight from our live event, and hope you enjoy, and stay tuned for the next episode where we will continue this. Thanks a lot.
All right. So today we're going to be kind of jumping into some CRM Pipeline Pro stuff. And my job is to quickly share with you why this is important, why this is something that needs to be paid attention to. So when I was 19, I think, I went on like a, I served a mission for my church, and every Wednesday was our day off. Spencer, you know how this works. Every Wednesday was our day off, and we would play basketball for like 4 hours. And I had a companion, like a person you work with, that was like this short little dude. And he, obviously 4 hours of basketball, being a short little dude, he's at a disadvantage in this scenario. And he used to never play. He used to never play. And I loved to play, and it was, I was active and all this kind of stuff, but I was always felt bad that my companion was just kind of sitting there for 4 hours watching other people play. And during, when we were all playing half court, he would be on the other side of the court, and I'd watch him shoot, and he was a good shooter. This kid could shoot threes, and I was like, why doesn't this kid play? So I approached him and said, why don't you play? And he's like, oh, I can never get into the freaking game, because the way you get in is that there's like, you know, 20 missionaries or whatever, as you shoot a free throw. And if you shoot a free throw, you go on one side, the next guy that makes a free throw, he goes on the other side, and so it's just hand selecting these 10. So he's like, oh, I can't shoot a free throw. And so I never make the teams, and so I've stopped trying. And I was like, whoa, I can see you, you're like Steph Curry from the three, however, from the free throw, you can't shoot. And so it was like, well, dude, while we're all playing half court, you go on the other side, just shoot like a billion free throws. This mission's 2 years long. Like, this is gonna be a long 2 years. And so he started shooting these free throws. And then this kid came into the game, and now he's this catch and shooter guy. And it all works out. It is extremely, extremely similar, this scenario I'm bringing up, to what we see from you, the clients, when it comes to your marketing efforts. There is so much of like, well, I can't make my free throws. Except it's not even diagnosing. It's like, well, I just don't play. Or this just doesn't work. Or I've tried it and I couldn't get on the team or whatever. And then we come in and we like, for us, it's like we are just shifting through all this kind of stuff. And then we're like, dog, your free throws suck. That's your problem. And it's like, oh, well, I don't know how to fix my free throws. And it's like, well, let me tell you, you just go practice your free throws, and it makes all the difference. And then we do this, and then it's like, whomp, things go. Now, some of you, that's the case. Your free throws suck. Some of you, you just suck. And that's okay. But we have to start somewhere. Internally, we call it moving the peanut. And so it's often when we're in meetings with Mike or whatever, we don't want to be stagnant with what we're doing. There's always needs to be opportunities that we are at least moving forward. It's like being sick and just being like, well, I'm sick and I'm not getting any better. And you're like, you should probably see a doctor. You should probably be taking medication. And if it takes a long time for you to get better, at least you're getting better. At least things are moving. So this cannot be done. It's impossible. If you show up to a call with Jackson and with the mindset of, I'm sick, help. We need to be able to say, what are your symptoms? And you need to say this. And it's really easy from a symptom standpoint. It's like, yeah, this is my problem. This is what I'm doing. This is this. But when it comes to your business, it's more difficult. It takes a skill set to be able to say, this is where my issues are. These are my symptoms. This is what the problem is. And so this is a battle that we've had back and forth in this. And Today, we want to focus in on the CRM side, because CRM is a way that we can take the x-ray of your business and see where issues are, what problems are, and what we can tweak to get better results for you. So we're going to focus in on Pipeline Pro. This is the one that's taught internally with what we're doing. However, this can work with any of your CRM. So if you use a different CRM, don't fall asleep. The principles stay the same. The data that we need stays the same. And then from there, that's going to help you be able to present data correctly so that we can get those free throws working and get you on the right path. Cool? All right. I'm going to turn it over to my friend Jackson here.
Jared basically kind of summed up the whole thing is oftentimes, because I talk with a lot of you guys all the time, and if I had a nickel for every time you guys came on the calls and said, it's not working, my ads aren't working, I'd be a millionaire. But the ads not working, that's any number of things that we can diagnose or we need to diagnose. And the big difference is if you're using a CRM or if you have these stats, I think we spoke about it yesterday on a podcast we recorded, that if you come to calls with stats with Jared, with me, with any other marketer in the world, and you outline the stats, we have a solution put together for you in about 10, 15 minutes versus 45 minutes, because most of the 45 minutes we'll spend digging through the issues as opposed to knowing the issue and identifying it right off the surface.
And let me share this really quick. When we're presented with usually like a problem, like this is my problem, or I want more leads, or I want this, I at least for me, you might be guilty of this as well. For me, it's like I could take 8 hours trying to explain to you every click that I'm making, or I can do it in 15 minutes. So I tend to kind of shut down and I'm just like, clicking, clicking, and you guys are over here eating, making tuna fish sandwiches for yourself, and I'm click, 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 and then I'm like, okay, this is where I'm at. And the problem with that is, if one day I'm not involved in your life anymore, you are back to square zero. It's having someone else shoot those free throws for you, as the example shared before. It's just, it doesn't work. This is an opportunity for you to be able to be involved in the process and be able to see those things so that you can get your own wings and kind of fly in that. And it's not a difficult skill set. Neither of us, I don't know what you graduated in. What did you graduate in?
I graduated. Yeah. I have an undergrad degree in health science and a master's in public health, specifically infectious diseases.
Communications. So neither of us went to school for what we did. We have the experience because we've done it. And I'm confident that every person in this room has just as much brain cells as both of us and can learn this skill just as quickly as we did. And so it's just a matter of when you come to these calls to be like, let's do this together, let's cruise through this, and this is the data that I have, and like, why are you doing those things? That's going to make a world of difference for you. If you understand numbers, like think of it this way, when you came into the program, a lot of you didn't understand your numbers. And then as that started to become more clear, it's like, oh my gosh, I can see where my errors are. Like, and then it's like, oh my gosh, Mike's amazing. Oh, this is so great. But it's like, the truth is all he did was just uncover this piece of paper that's like, hey, this is what your numbers are supposed to look like. And then you compared your numbers to that and then had vision for what you're doing. So marketing is the exact same way. You have to be able to understand what your numbers are. And then that way, if you do outsource marketing or if you are doing marketing, you always have the ability to hold someone accountable for certain numbers. And that's what's going to help you be successful. You don't necessarily need to know how to go in there and, you know, this ad, and I think I need to change this to this color, because psychology, like, you just need to be able to understand, like, hey, you're not giving me the results that I need. This is more what I need, and I think these are where my issues are.
Cool. Okay, so now we get to get in the fun part of it. So, show of hands, how many of you guys have a CRM? Okay. How many people actively use it, update it, do any of that stuff?
Hold on. There was a question of what does CRM
stand for? I'm getting to that.
Okay.
Just raise your hands again. I missed that. Jared interrupted.
Sorry.
Rude. Okay. Does anybody know what CRM stands for? The actual abbreviation? Jason?
Well, I think I do.
Okay. Tell me what it is. Exactly.
That's it.
Exactly. So that's the whole point of a CRM software is customer relationship management. It is designed to manage the data of your customers, your leads, any information of people that you have coming in. So if you can imagine, at Grow My Cleaning Company, we have a CRM that's currently filled with about 66,150 people. And so why is that important? Like, why do we even care about this kind of thing? So the basics of a CRM, it allows you to understand what the people, what your customers are doing in your company, in relation to your company. What stages are they at? How many leads did I get this month? How many of those leads became phone calls? How many of those phone calls became bids? How many of those bids were good? How many were not a good fit? How many did I win? If you don't have a CRM, you're essentially doing that on chicken scratch. A lot of times you guys will do it on like a piece of paper or a Google sheet, which is fine. But then when you get to the end of the month and you're looking at your numbers and you're thinking, I think I got 15 from Google, or I think I got 10 sales from referrals, you just don't have a clear picture. And oftentimes a lot of things fall through the cracks, which is quite disappointing, because you know you have a customer who reached out to you for a service, whether it be commercial cleaning or residential cleaning. They really need your service. Your ad really enticed them. Your business model really enticed them. They saw the value in your solutions to their pain points, and then they didn't get a response. They didn't get an email. They didn't get a phone call. They didn't get something. Now they're hurt. You lose them as a customer potentially forever, and anybody they talk to will be referred to as, oh, they never called me back. They never got back to me. And the reason behind that is you don't have a CRM managing that. And so that is hugely important to being able to manage your business, and especially manage it at scale. At the initial start of things, you might have 5 to 10 customers and go, okay, well, I can kind of manage it just on a Google sheet. But as you start to get into the bigger range where you're adding 5 to 10 to 15 to 20 customers per month, and that continuously grows, compounds, by the end of the year, you're gonna have, you know, 150 customers in your CRM. And if you're doing that in a Google sheet, you're gonna lose track. Who am I cleaning? Who am I on the verge of losing? Who's late on payments? Who's got a birthday I want to celebrate? Who's got an anniversary of doing a year of cleaning with us? All these kinds of things is self-contained within this CRM that allows you not only to have a better understanding of your business, but a much better understanding of your customers and what aspects of their customer profile you might be able to use to create a better relationship overall.
Yeah, if I can interject really quick. The
No.
Okay. From our standpoint, let's just take this into our own standpoint. Like, do we know where you guys came in? Yeah. Do we know?
I know what emails you've looked at. I know what emails you've clicked on. I know what emails you haven't clicked on. I know who of you don't want to see our emails. I know what your shirt size is, your birthday, your street address. I know what your pain points are, what your kids' names are.
Sounds like a stalker.
So, yeah, to put the money in the bag is what we're trying to say here. even as we go further in, so the question, yeah, from a marketing standpoint, do we know what pain points and where you're hanging out and what makes you click and what, because the reason for that is, if we just did our machine gun approach, we go back to that beginning part scenario of like, this kid was really good at shooting threes, it wasn't getting him on the team. And so as soon as you identify like where I'm going to put my effort, that's when we move into what we call internally moving the peanut. You're able to say, I have money here, I have money here, I have money here, I have effort here, I have effort here, and let me start to hone in more on this. And when you start to hone in more on something, you become better at it. And so then it's like, okay, I'm gaining this skill, I'm getting better at what I'm doing, and I'm getting better results for what I'm doing. And then if we move that even into an internal standpoint, like, yeah, do you have color systems with where we, you know, how much meetings you attend and all that kind of stuff? Of course, because for us, it doesn't stop at once, oh, great, you're in the program, on to the next thing. It's like, how do we care? How do we make sure? And so is the company different today than when I started, like almost 3 years ago, which is crazy? Yes. Why? Because of data. That's why. Yeah, we have been able to see what people like, what they don't like, and we make changes to those things. And so we're a better company today because of that, and that process is moving the peanut. And so when we have our mindset on like this, this is what CRM does for you. It allows you that when you look back at your business, you are a better business than you were a year ago. And this helps you do that.
Yeah. So you know, Jared and I, we're marketers, right? And so you're probably thinking, well, why are we talking about data collection or just number inputtings and customer information, stuff like that? Well, the real, like, cool and important aspect, in addition to understanding your business a lot better and seeing how it's grown and changed and evolved, but if you have an accurate CRM, it's going to give you an accurate idea of where your bottlenecks are, where your issues are, where your problems are. So instead of coming to us with, my ads aren't working, I'm not getting leads, I don't have any sales, as the big general question, if you have a CRM, and for example, you pulled up a screen like this, Jared and I could look at it and go, I can see where the bottleneck is, and we can use it as a learning experience or a teaching experience. Hey, do you see where potentially the bottleneck is? Where are your numbers shrinking up? It helps give a clearer picture of, are the ads truly not working? Is your landing page not working? Is your offer not working? Are your salespeople not working, right? You could have the best funnel in the world, but if you can't sell and you're not converting at that final step, our ads can't help you there. It all comes down to being able to sell. But if you don't have accurate tracking on that, it could take, you know, us a week to actually identify what that issue is. And so to us, that's probably the most critical aspect, at least in terms of marketing, is knowing where those bottlenecks are, because with that, your solutions come up a lot faster. It's better for your overall business, and things kind of work out better. Yeah?
I love it.
Cool. I love it too. So that's kind of like the importance of it, right? And now I guess what we can walk through is, okay, Jackson, you drilled in my head how important this is. I get it. How do I actually implement it? What do I do?
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share it with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.